Farm Doctor Weekly is brought to you by Co-Alliance Co-op, Wayne County Farm Bureau, and New Lisbon Broadband Communications.
Good morning. Welcome to today's program. Today, my guest, once again, Mr. Rusty Harmeyer of Halderman Real Estate and Farm Management and Harmeyer Auctioning Service. Good morning, Rusty.
Hey, John. Good morning. Welcome. Thanks for having me here. I really appreciate
it. Well, it's always good seeing you because, you know, like I said before when we've talked, you know, you bring a different perspective in what's going on. And, boy, nothing any hotter than the ag sector right now in industry, period. Would you agree with
that? Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Every part of the ag sector, ag community, ag economy is strong. It's good. The crops here in East Central Indiana look phenomenal. Everybody knows they're going to have a good harvest. The commodity prices are good. Just things are good. Things are good.
And you're seeing that, I think, because not only in land pricing, but equipment sales. You know, you go on, and it's hard to find a dark side right now in the ag industry.
It really is. It really is. You know, right now, equipment is probably, you know, across the board selling higher than it has in the recent past, in the past that you can remember. And it doesn't matter whether you're talking about a piece of equipment that's 1 year old and has very, very low hours, or a, you know, 30-year-old tractor that's got 5,000 or 6,000 hours on it. There are folks that are looking to trade up, trade over, whatever. There's just the money's there, and they want to upgrade their equipment.
So what's driving all this? I mean, obviously, grain prices have been good, remains good, have been good a lot. And I know we're recording this, but tomorrow there's a crop report that comes out, and there's a lot of guys hanging their hat. I'm thinking this might be a shortened crop, you know, therefore prices get another boost, you know, right. Hoping not going the other way. But it's not investment. It's got to be is it just land demand?
It's that, you know. And I'm a farmer, so I can say this.
Well, I mean, let me rephrase it. Are you seeing it from outside the community coming into the community, or is land staying within the community being sold?
Within the community is being sold, and it's staying to folks in the community.
Okay.
You know, yes, we've got outside investors that would love to buy tillable, productive farmland. They want that. But the problem for them, the problem is they can't pay what the market demands and receive what the market is willing to pay as cash rent and make the return on the investment that they want to make. So 90%, probably bigger than 90% of the farms that we're involved with selling sell to other farmers. And for the most part, they're farmers right there in the neighborhood. And I say the neighborhood, probably within a 10-mile radius of the farm that we're selling is where the buyer's coming from. Now, there's always that outlier where a guy three counties away just sold 40 acres for them to build a new hospital on, and he's sitting on a big pile of money and 1031 exchange, and he's got to reinvest that. And so he's looking wherever he can find good productive farmland that he can buy and invest that money. He's probably not going to drive two counties away to farm that farm. He's going to cash rent it out to a local farmer and exchange his land that he sold for $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 an acre for land that he bought, you know, for more on in an ag market value.
Why, you know, why the land market or the land in demand? I mean, since that is a very great market right now. Let me ask you this. Are you seeing maybe more marginal farms, maybe some elderly people that's been wanting to do it for quite some time? Why the market's as good as they are right now, do you see more people coming wanting to do that?
No. Actually, just the opposite. Okay. And I think we've got some folks that would really, really like to sell, take advantage of this market. But I think because of our present administration, and they keep talking about taking away the 1031 exchange, taking away the stepped up basis, increasing the capital gains tax rate, it's got everybody really, really concerned about, well, if I sell my farm, and am I going to pay a lot more capital gains? And, or, you know, if I'm in an estate situation, am I going to be able to step up the basis and get the farm that's been in the family for 75 years? Are we going to be able to step that basis up and get that land valued at a more real market rate right now? And there's just so much unknown within our administration right now, and them not actually, they keep talking about it. Well, we're considering it. Well, we might, but nobody will actually say, yes, this is going to happen. Or no, it's not going to happen. Forget it, guys, just business as usual. And everybody's in limbo. And it's really hurt the amount of availability as far as the inventory of farms being sold. I think there's a lot of folks that are so afraid that they're going to get wrapped up in this big tax rate that they're just going to hold on to the land and continue to cash rent it or whatever.
Let's take a short break, Rusty, and we come back. I'm going to throw a bunch of other stuff at you.
CoAlliance, your local farmer-owned cooperative, is committed to cultivating communities, standing behind their value of conservation and service in rural and urban communities. They're proud to have a strong history in their hometowns. They look for new ways to cultivate success in the communities that they call home. Agronomy, liquid fuels, propane, home heat, and grain marketing. CoAlliance Cooperative, your local farmer-owned cooperative and part of the community since the 1920s.
We spend our entire lives hearing the word no, and we're always told what we can't do. My fellow Americans, it's time that we stand up for ourselves and what we want. It's time that we say yes. When it comes to high-speed internet, say yes to an LBC. When it comes to no data caps, say yes to an LBC. When it comes to free installation and local customer service, say yes to an LBC. Join the Say Yes movement right now at NLBC.com. NLBC, your life connected.
Did you know Indiana Farm Bureau offers its members thousands of discounts and everyday expenses? A Farm Bureau membership gives you access to more than 250,000 offers, such as discounts on hotels, rental cars, flowers, restaurants, movies, equipment, vehicles, and more. This includes featured discounts with major brands like Ford, John Deere, and Granger. Using just one of Indiana Farm Bureau's member discounts can save you more than the cost of your annual membership. Anyone can become a member. Find out more at infb.org today.
Back now with Rusty Harmeyer of Halderman Farm Management and Real Estate Group and Harmeyer Appraisal Group, or Harmeyer Appraisal.
Auction and Appraisal.
Auctioneering and Appraisal. Rusty, so right before the break, I guess we were talking about, so you think interest rates, those monies are going to, for at least the onset here now, are going to kind of remain status quo.
The interest rates?
Yes.
I would like to hope they will. My fear, my personal fear, is that with inflation coming, I think we could see the interest rates creep up to try to slow inflation down just a little bit. And I know, depending on what news channel you want to listen to, there is no inflation. Well, you know, I just seen at lunch, when I was watching RFD TV, food costs are 31% higher than they were a year ago.
Now, right now.
Right now, today, this month, the report that they quoted. Now, it's come down 1.8% from June. They were reporting on the July report. It's come down 1.8% from June, but it's still 31% higher than it was 12 months ago. So, you know, however you want to dice it up, but we're spending more money. Now, as long as everybody's income goes up the same amount, well, we don't have inflation. That's really simple economics. But my thought is we haven't seen everybody's income across the board go up 33%. Now, yes, there's you know, we're talking about ag commodity prices and ag income, and yeah, it's probably up 33%. But the average working guy probably hasn't seen his income go up 33%. So is he any better off, or is he worse off?
No. You've got, or Halderman and yourselves, you guys, some of your associates, has some upcoming auctions coming up here fairly shortly, and they're of a lot of interest. There's some pretty big acreages there.
Yeah.
And I guess maybe before you start talking of any of those things coming up, equipment sales, I don't know how much recent information you have on farm equipment sales, but like you'd said earlier, that you know you'd never seen such a a hot commodity, right. I guess, right. as that's going. But do you have any information on maybe some recent sales?
Well,
or
we had
some online stuff.
We had an online auction that closed just a couple of weeks ago, and it was older equipment, 1660 combine, that era, that vintage of equipment. And you know, we had appraised it. It was in an estate situation, and we had appraised it for the estate. And then they hired us to sell their equipment. And we exceeded appraisal value by about 10 or 12%, which is pretty much the way it's been. And from somebody that does appraisals and then has the opportunity to kind of follow that equipment through the marketing channel and see what it brings, you know, we're basing our appraisal off of past sales. Obviously, I keep telling everybody my crystal ball is broke down and the chip is still on back order to make it work. So we have to look at you know, history. We have to look at the last 6 months, last 12 months sales and to come up with our appraisal value. And then we take it to the market and sell it, and it brings more. Well, I would love to tell everybody it's because I'm a fantastic auctioneer and I do this tremendous job marketing, but probably in reality, it's just the market is still going up. It's trending up. It's stronger. So based on sales from 6 to 12 months ago, the market's 10% higher than it. Today's market is 10% higher than it was a year ago. I'm working on a really big appraisal project right now of a lot of late model green machinery. And it's you know, I use what everybody else uses, Machine Repeat and Auction Time and those kind of search sites. And there's a huge amount of information out there. And the numbers that they're reporting, I mean, this equipment is strong. It is really strong. And there again, it doesn't matter if we're talking about a 9510 or if we're talking about a 4020 or a 4320. There is just a lot of demand for farm equipment right now.
You don't have any information on, like, implement dealers and implement.
I do not.
You know, there, you know what you know. I hear all these nightmare stories. You know, if you want a new combine or you want this big quad track tractor, you know, it's going to be a waiting list.
Oh sure, yeah. I think that's pretty much across the board. Anybody that is wanting to buy a brand new piece of equipment, it's not a matter of if you're going to wait. It's how long am I going to wait? And there again, you know, I live just beside Koenig. I drove by Koenig's lot, and there was 5 pieces of equipment on their lot. That's it. And I'm sure that's not by their choice. I mean, yeah, they want their merchandise to sell, but they need inventory to sell. And right now, they don't have it. And I think it's a couple things. I think the fact that it's demand. And so when the guy out in the country says, you know what, I think I might try to sell my tractor, boom, he gets it sold. There's 4 people, his neighbors, oh, yeah, I'm interested. He doesn't have to bring it to town to sell it. And because they're not trading, then the new inventory isn't there for them to take in a trade. They just don't have a lot of equipment on their lot.
Tell us about some land you might have upcoming auctions here in the near future.
Well, as you mentioned, we've got a pretty big land sale. Craig Springmeier is the rep on this sale. Craig and John Kramer is helping him out with this, but it's a 590 acres over in the edge of Preble County in Dixon Township. This farm has been in the family for numerous generations. It's been managed by Halderman for the last 40 years, and up until 2016 had the same tenant on it. 2016, that tenant retired, and they put a new tenant there, and it's been the same tenant for the last 5 years. Very, very good productive soils, big tracts of tillable land, just a really great opportunity in Dixon Township. That just land, that size, that potential acreage just doesn't come available for sale in that township very often. You had mentioned a lot of interest. I was over at the Preble County. I helped out with their 4-H livestock auction over in Preble County there last week, and I got stopped. From the car to the sale arena, I got stopped by 5 people asking about this sale. And then when the sale was over and I was going back to the car so I could head towards Connersville to help with their sale, I got stopped by 6 people. What's that farm going to bring? What's that farm going to bring? And there again, I told him the same thing. My crystal ball is broken, and I can't get the chip. It's on back order. So I don't know. I would love to be able to tell you it's going to bring $35 million an acre. I just don't know. I know there is going to be a lot of interest in that farm. There's a lot of guys that would sure like to add those acres or part of those acres to their operation.
And when is that, Rusty?
It is next Thursday. The sale's actually at 6:30 at the Gathering Place there in Eaton. Go to Halderman.com and all the information, soils maps, track maps, everything that you might ever want to know about that farm is available there at the website.
You had mentioned where you got your crystal ball out. What's corn and beans going to do this next year?
Well, according to the cow guy on RFDTV, I love that guy. He's so funny. And the folks that they interview, long-term, they're thinking commodity prices could probably stay fairly steady between now and then. But as you mentioned, we got a report coming out tomorrow. You know, China's been in and out of the market. Now they've bought some beans the last 4 or 5 days. There's just some variables there that, depending on how those variables go, could have an effect on the market. But I think everybody is fairly confident that we're going to see commodity prices stay somewhere where they're at. You know, he made the comment, could corn go to $6? It could. It's at $5.58 today, guys. So if we sold it today and it goes to $6, well, doggone. But the likelihood of it going to $4 is pretty slim. So I don't know. I like to listen to people a lot smarter than me and take what they say.
Well, we're in a strong market, and you know, all indications are that we're going to, you know, stay that way for a little while anyway.
At least short term, you know, all the near term futures commodity prices are not showing any kind of significant decrease. So there's no reason to think, you know, the bubble's about to bust.
And a lot of optimism on beans yet. I mean, there's still the people I talk with, you know, they're still pretty optimistic that beans got some room to go north.
Right. Yeah.
Rusty, always good to talk to you. Thanks for your comments. Thanks for coming in today.
Hey, no problem, John. I always enjoy coming in. I love your show and happy to come in anytime.
That wraps it up this week. Join me again next time, everyone. Until then, everyone stay healthy, and above all, stay safe.
Farm Doctor Weekly has been brought to you by Co-Alliance Co-op, Wayne County Farm Bureau, and New Lisbon Broadband Communications.